This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to the Mom Room Podcast. My name is Renee Rina, and I am definitely the mom friend you have always wanted. Hello, and welcome to Thursday's episode. I'm going to call this Podcasting in the Wild, because I'm literally in the wild. I just poured myself a beer, even though I have a little bit of a cold. Oh my God, guys, I see a blue heron standing in the marsh right in front of me. Okay, legit in the wild. You could probably hear birds, but I feel like that'll be a nice thing, you know, to hear birds. Hopefully you don't hear wind in the microphone. I'm going to take a sip of my beer. One moment, please. My mom has frosty mugs, and it's a game changer, let me tell you. So I've been at my parents' place now for the heron just caught a fish. Like, is this National Geographic or what? There's a squirrel. Anyways, I've been here for almost a week. My cell phone usage has gone down 74%, which is unbelievable. Although yesterday I spent the whole day watching Netflix because I wasn't feeling well. My COVID tests are negative, but still, we're supposed to fly to Vancouver on Friday, and nobody wants to fly when they're sick, especially nowadays, because people look at you like you have a contagious disease, which maybe you do, who knows. But anyways, I'm hoping that I get better. At least now the flight cancellations, like, they're more lenient with canceling your flights. So if we have to cancel, we will get a credit or refunded. So that's fine. But I'm hoping I feel okay and that there isn't an absolute nightmare at the airport when we get there. Because all you hear on the news lately is how terrible Toronto's airport is. I've heard horror stories, so fingers crossed. All right, so I'll start off by saying I packed a lot of clothing, but I didn't pack multiple options. I also didn't pack a lot of toiletries. Like, usually I bring literally everything you could imagine, like a goddamn pharmacy, in my suitcase, because just in case, like, I want to have all the products that we're used to using. And now, after this past week, I'm going to just stock up my mom's house with stuff that we use regularly if we're sick or whatever. Because, of course, the one time I don't bring everything, everything happens. Like, Milo had a cough. It didn't really turn into anything, but he had a cough for, like, almost the whole time we were here. Behaviorally, he was fine. Like, he wasn't acting any different. Like, he had a cold or anything. But then obviously he gave it to me. I started off with just like a weird feeling in my throat. And then it turned into a dry cough. And then it was like a sore throat. And then I didn't feel good yesterday. I spent the day on the couch. And today it's like a little bit in my sinuses. And my throat is still a little bit like raw, sore. So anywho, didn't bring any medication. And I love to have my nasal sprays. Like, I love to have my nasal sprays. Usually I carry them in my purse with me. That's how much I love them. I'm not like an addict though. I just, if I'm staying over at someone's house and if I have a freaking stuffy nose, you bet your ass I'm going to use the decongestion spray, because I can't sleep if I can't breathe through my nose. So I always have nasal spray just in case. But of course, a few days ago, a couple weeks ago, the zipper on my little leather backpack purse that I've been using broke. And I was like, okay, I need to get a new purse. I like mentioned on Instagram that it broke, and Charlie was like, thank fucking God. And I'm like, okay, rude. Like, if you don't like my little backpack purse, like, just tell me. But anyway, so I was like, okay, I'll throw everything that I need in this black, it's just like a very basic black tote bag that I got from Zara when I was shopping with Charlie. So I was like, okay, so it's a decent purse. Looks good. It's like super just like natural, not natural, neutral, normal looking. So I pack what I need in there. But for some reason, I left out my nasal spray and I didn't refill my tampon little container that I keep in my purse. And of course, when I come here this week, I get a stuffy nose and I get a raging period. So I'm like, okay, my period started yesterday. Usually the first day or two is so insanely heavy. So today I knew that I was going to have to go get tampons. So my mom lives like 10 minutes down this dirt road to get to the little tiny town, which is very tiny. It has like one little grocery store, a little tiny pharmacy, and not much else, like a gas station. So I drive into the little town, go to the grocery store. It's 9:45 in the morning. And the grocery store doesn't open till 10 a.m. I'm like, oh, good Lord. So I drive over to the pharmacy. Not open at all on Sundays. Perfect. So I go in the grocery store. No. So I have 15 minutes before the grocery store opens. So I'm like, okay, Milo and I are going to leave tomorrow, like to drive home. I'll go fill up the car with gas with my spare time. So I go to the gas station. I only put in like $20 because I was pretty much full anyways. I go in, you have to go inside to pay. So that's the level of advancement that we're talking here. You have to go inside to pay for your gas. Hate that. But good thing, because I was like, oh, well, I'm here. I might as well just use the bathroom because I kind of feel a little bit like something could be happening down there. Okay. I had black shorts on, luckily. So, and it reminded me of that time where my husband and I were shopping in the mall and I was like, is my tampon string just wet or am I bleeding my own blood? You know what I mean? So I was in that predicament again because I had just had a shower before leaving the house. And I was like, okay, so is it just wet or like from the shower or am I bleeding my own blood? So I went to the bathroom and yes, I was in fact bleeding my own blood and a lot of it. So I'm like, oh my God. So I look in my little purse that I had with me. I had a random ass tampon in the purse and I'm like, thank God. So I changed my tampon, literally decide to throw my underwear out in the little like hygiene bins that they have in the stalls, put my shorts back on and like run away. Get to the grocery store. Okay, this journey is not over. So it's a tiny grocery store and I've been in there multiple times, but never looking for feminine hygiene products. So I go inside and my mom asked me to pick up some apples. So I'm like getting the apples and I'm just like, you know, walking through the aisles, looking down, and I'm not seeing any tampons or pads or anything of that nature. And I start to have like a mini panic. I'm like, what is going on? So I see this young girl who's working, stocking shelves. And I'm like, excuse me, do you guys have tampons? And she's like, oh yeah, if we have any, first of all, if we have any, like you're a grocery store and you're telling me you might not have tampons. Okay. So she's like, yeah, if we have any, they'll be over there in that corner. She points to the corner and I'm like, are you serious? Like in way in the corner, like past the cash registers. Okay. They have like this sign up that says feminine hygiene products and like baby products and whatever. It's literally like this tiny corner. So I like go over there and I'm like, like looking at all the products and they have like 7 different kinds of pads and one tiny little box. I shit you not. It's 10 tampons in a box and they're regular. I like look behind the box. Like are the other sizes of tampons in behind there? Maybe they just didn't have enough shelf space. No, they have like 10 packs of regular tampons. Now, I have birthed a child vaginally, and a regular tampon is just not going to do anything for me, especially in the first day or two of my period. For whatever reason, I don't know if it was like a mild panic, I still picked up a box and bought it. even though literally if I put in a regular tampon, it would just fall on the floor. Literally. Does nobody in this town birth children vaginally? Is that not a thing here? Do you hate women? What's the deal with the regular 10-pack of tampons? And of course, the pharmacy is not open. So I'm like, this is not going to help me. So I text my mom, like a rage text. And I'm like, oh my God, I have to drive now to Sturgeon Falls, which is like another 15 minutes out, to the bigger city, which is still like a tiny town, but it's like a bigger tiny town. Like they have a Tim Hortons. Like that's the level we're talking. So I'm like, I have to go to Sturgeon. They only had regular tampons here. Like, what the hell am I going to do with a regular tampon? Drive out to Sturgeon, go to a drugstore. They have all the tampons you could imagine. So I grabbed a super box of the plastic applicator, I might add, and a super plus. No. Super plus, and then an ultra. Ultra is the biggest you can go. So I got two boxes and drove back home. And now I'm all set. I'm all set. I put on some fresh undies. We are good to go. So that's my tampon story. If you ever find yourself in Verner, Ontario, and you get your period, or you're going to get it, make sure you have tampons with you, because they only sell regular size tampons. Okay? So unless you're an ant, it's like Zoolander, remember? What is this, a building for ants or a school for ants, whatever it was? That was what my thought was. Like regular, a 10-pack of regular tampons? What are these, tampons for ants? That was my thought process.
And it's time to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. Thank you, Claritin. Guys, I am starting to come to terms with the fact that I do suffer from allergies. I used to think, oh, I just have really bad sinuses. No, you have allergies. So let's talk a little bit about my symptoms. I wake up with not a stuffed nose, but like I have to blow my nose constantly. So it's like it's producing mucus and I have to keep blowing my nose. It's all itchy. The palate, like the roof of my mouth is itchy in the mornings and I'm trying to like scratch it with my tongue. It's really irritating. And the insides of my ears get itchy. It's one thing to have those symptoms when I'm just hanging out at home. But for example, yesterday I was at book club and my nose kept getting so tingly and itchy and I kept having to go to the bathroom to blow my nose. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you're ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys know I have been very intentional with what we've been eating lately. I'm looking at protein, I'm looking at sugar content, and avoiding things like artificial ingredients or colorings. Milo used to always want pancakes or waffles in the mornings, and now he is getting into cereal, and I'm so excited because Magic Spoon is the perfect option. Their variety pack has four flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. They have 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 to 5 grams of carbs per serving. They're made with wholesome ingredients, no artificial flavors or dyes, and I'm just so happy that he's getting a good amount of protein before he goes off to school. And it's a great snack for me and my husband too, because 13 to 14 grams of protein in the cereal, now you add a high protein milk, you're set. That is such a high protein snack or meal. I should also mention that it is gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. So go to magicspoon.com/momroom to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code MOMROOM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So try a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon cereal today at magicspoon.com/momroom and use the code MOMROOM to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. I'm just going to be honest here. As a busy parent, it's important to keep your life simple and convenient, especially at mealtimes. Nobody ever told me how stressful mealtimes can be. Little Spoon is one way to help you do just that. Little Spoon delivers fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kiddo will love at every eating stage they are in. Their goal is simple. It's to keep your kid healthy, but also to make it the easiest part of your day so that you can cut through all the drama of mealtime without compromise. Little Spoon's baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. Their biteables are transition-to-table early finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding with healthy, balanced foods that are free of artificial junk. Little Spoon's plates are for toddlers and big kids. They taste amazing, and even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. Little Spoon also offers smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. Did I mention it gets delivered right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. You can check out the menu and change up what you order every single time. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, your kids will love it. It's a huge win-win for your family. So simplify your kiddo's mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code MOMROOM at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order.
So anyways, that's that on that. Another issue with not packing as much as I usually pack is that at home it was 40 degrees. It was insanely hot for days. So I packed all shorts and t-shirts for Milo because he was into wearing shorts and t-shirts. And all of a sudden we get here and he only wants to wear his pants and his long sleeve Spider-Man t-shirt. I packed two pairs of pants for him because I'm thinking like, oh, maybe we'll sit by the fire in the evening or whatever. He has like some pants and one long sleeve shirt. He has some hoodies, some jackets, you know, like I thought I did a good job packing. Well, no, he only wants to wear his pants and his Spider-Man long sleeve shirt. So that's all he's been wearing. And we've literally just put it on 15-minute wash cycles when he gets in the bathtub. And I remember storying about this on Instagram and thinking like, some people out there are probably thinking like, you're the adult, like you're the parent, like just make him wear shorts and a t-shirt or he goes naked, you know, like, why are you catering to your child in this way? And then it got me thinking to how like, what is a problem for one set of parents or one parent is not going to be a problem for another. And like, we all choose our battles, right? So for me, in this moment, on this holiday, I don't care. Hi! Did you catch another fish?
Yeah!
How big was he?
Big, huge!
I was just telling everybody about your Spider-Man shirt. Yeah. So yes, what I was saying is it's just not a battle for me right now, and maybe it would be for somebody else, but I just don't care. I will just wash it when he's in the bathtub and not have a fight, and that's it. I mean, I wore the same sweatsuit for 4 days when we first got here. Okay? So who am I to judge? You're Milo.
Mommy.
Yeah. You would think that I would have done like an audio test in the wind, like because I'm sitting right outside, but I haven't. So I'm hoping it's not terrible. Maybe I'll put my hand up next to the microphone. It's a little breezy, but not too bad. I did want to mention that I had a nightmare last night, or it was this morning when you're kind of half asleep, falling back asleep, like waking up, falling back asleep. I had such a real nightmare that I could not find my Shawn Mendes concert tickets. And it was so real, and I was so panicked, and I was like going to every device that I own, like every login, checking my Ticketmaster account, all my emails, like I could not find them. And it never got resolved. Like I just couldn't find them, and I woke up like sweating. So that happened to me. All right, before I go, I wanted to talk about the topic that I said I would talk about in today's episode, and that is why I was irritated that my husband was washing the car, because so many people relate to that. And then there's some people who were just like, no, I can't relate. Like, why would you be mad that he's washing the car? And I'm like, really? Like, do you not have kids? Or are all your children grown up, you know, so it's not like an issue anymore. As Milo gets older, it is easier. It was way worse when he was like 18 months to like 2.5 years old, where you have to literally be glued to him. Now he's pretty independent. He'll play. He keeps himself busy. But this is what happened in that particular situation of my husband washing the car. So I had to get a bunch of work done because I knew that we were coming here to my parents' place the next day. It was a Sunday. So I'm like, I'm going to go in my office. I have to do a bunch of stuff for the podcast. And my husband was like, okay, I'll take Milo outside and wash the car, because usually Milo likes to help wash the car. That's great. That's fabulous. So they go outside. They're washing the car. I finish up my work. I go and make myself some oatmeal. Side note, I am so good at making fucking oatmeal. And I make oatmeal very, like, it's extravagant. And there's like 30 ingredients and it's insane. And one of these days I'm going to open up a food truck, park it downtown, and be like, come and get your damn oatmeal. Okay? All the people that work in the office buildings downtown, they can have a nice, beautiful oatmeal breakfast. I'm just saying. Okay. I make myself some oatmeal, and then I made the mistake, this is where I went wrong, of going outside and sitting on the front porch to eat my oatmeal. Because I was like, oh, like family time, you know, I'm going to go see what they're doing. Somehow, when I went outside, it turned into now I'm entertaining Milo. And this is just as much, like, if not, it's more my fault than my husband's, because nobody told me to do that. I could have just like went back inside or not gone outside at all. That's like what I should have done, is just not gone outside. Because what ended up happening is Milo like took out his little bike, like with his training wheels, and he was like driving it around in the driveway, just like around my husband's car. And I kept giving my husband like death stares, because in my mind, I'm like, I understood if he was going to wash his car, like fine, wash your car. But he starts washing my car. Like and then at first I was like, why are you washing my car? Like, I'm driving to my parents' house tomorrow on dirt roads. Like, makes no sense. And he's like, I'm just rinsing it off. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So he's hosing it down, and then he goes and gets the soap and stuff. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, why are you spending hours of your Sunday washing vehicles? My car could be smeared with shit, and I don't care. There's other pressing things that I would rather get done on a Sunday. What?
I'm helping.
You were helping?
Yeah, Mama.
Your snack is there. Anyways, what was I saying before I was rudely interrupted? Yeah, there's way, like, first of all, for example, we got our TV stand the beautiful TV stand from West Elm delivered, what, like a month ago? We still have not put up. We have a new TV that's in the box in the basement. A frame TV. Like, we got one of those frame ones that looks like a picture hanging on a wall. It's still in the basement in the box. So instead of washing the car that I'm going to drive on dirt roads tomorrow, maybe we can put up that goddamn TV. Maybe. You know? So anyways, I'm sitting outside. I'm like, because I am who I am, I'm like, oh, do you want to go down the street? Like, the poor guy was like trying to drive his bike around the car. Like, there was no room. He's like on the grass having to, like, you know, stand up and like push it with his feet. So then I'm like, okay, let's go down the street a couple times. Like, I'll take a little break and then go back inside. So I do that. And then doesn't Milo just follow me into the house? Because in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go upstairs, shower, get ready, like get some stuff done. I wanted to like pack, get all organized. So now that I think about it, this is why I wasn't able to pack properly. Because Milo followed me into the house. I was unable to get anything done because he was in the bathroom playing with the water with my Navage, like, nasal clearing system. Oh God, one moment. So I just came to the realization that this entire tampon debacle in Verner, Ontario is my husband's fault, right? I wasn't able to pack properly, and like I wasn't in the proper frame of mind because Milo was like spilling water everywhere, making a mess. I was just like randomly throwing stuff into the suitcase, not actually taking time to pack properly. Come here. I have like 3 tampons. Get my period. It's my husband's fault. Okay? Damn it. So what is the solution? Okay, because I know so many people relate to something like that where it's like your husband goes off and does something like mowing the grass, like cutting the lawn, like washing the car, filling a hole in the yard when you're trying to get ready for a baby shower. Okay, if you know, you know. What's the solution? I discovered early on in quarantine, because I would rage when my husband would go outside to cut the grass. And I was like, why am I raging right now? And it was because I was now watching Milo again, which I had been doing all week. So really the answer is to plan out and communicate what each person wants to get done that day, so that you have an idea and you can realistically set your expectations. That Sunday with like the car washing thing, it was just kind of like chaotic. We had no like set plan. And it just turned into me being pissed off because I had these expectations that I was going to have not free time, but like time to pack and get ready and get some work done and not have to entertain Milo and, you know, watch over him basically. And that expectation was not met, and Milo was following me around the house, and my husband was out there sudsing up my goddamn car, which I was going to be driving on dirt roads the next day. So yeah, I got super irritated. Luckily, like, we're able to obviously talk about stuff like this, and I lay out exactly how I feel. And I know it's not all my husband's fault. It's like a communication thing, and it's both of us. Like, we need to make a plan for the weekends, for the day. Who's going to do what? What do you want to get done? What do I want to get done? What do we want to do as a family? And then the day goes smoother because you don't have all these expectations lined up that are not being met. So communication is key. Anyways, guys, my throat is killing me. So I'm going to finish this beer and then I'm going to eat lunch. And then I'm going to maybe finish reading. Oh, I wanted to talk a little bit about the summer that I turned pretty. Maybe I'll do that next time. All I'm going to say is that Conrad gives me Edward Cullen vibes. And I put out a poll on Instagram, like, are you team Conrad? Are you team... My dad's cutting wood in the background. Like, You know? I'm trying to work here. Like, I have a major podcast. Like, this is a huge production. And he's just casually chopping wood right beside me. Oh, my God. This is why I need a studio downtown, guys. Anyways, Conrad, Edward Cullen vibes. And when I put out the poll and I was like, are you team Conrad, team Jeremiah? Like, people say team Conrad and I'm like, why? Like, I didn't really like him in the show. But I'm not done the book yet, so maybe he, like, shines brighter in the book. Like, I don't know. But yeah, I really like Jeremiah in the show, so much so that I looked him up on Instagram, the actor, that is. Anywho, but yeah, it was good. I think I'm going to read all the books in the series. It's like a series, and so I guess they're making a season on Amazon Prime if you're in Canada. Maybe in the US too, it's on Amazon Prime, I don't know. But yeah, they're going to do a season of a show for each book. So The Summer I Turned Pretty is the first book and the first season of the show. So highly recommend. I watched the whole show yesterday. So that's that on that. Yeah. You know what? I had an idea to start. You know how people do book clubs, which, like, I would love to do a book club, but it is very time consuming to read a book. So my idea was, there's a ton of, like, classic movies. Oh my God, I looked at the screen on my recorder and it was like blank, but it's because the sun is so bright. I couldn't see it. I thought I was talking into nothing. Oh my God, I had a panic. I want to start like a movie club. There's so many classic, like older movies, like not so old movies, like new movies. I have seen none of them. And I would love to start a movie club, like a classic mom movie club where every like month or every 2 weeks we watch a movie, like one of these classic really good movies, and chat about it. Isn't that such a good idea? So much easier to watch a movie than it is to read a whole book. So just throwing it out there. I'll put out a poll on Instagram and see if people are interested. Okay, I seriously gotta go. It was lovely to podcast out in nature with you guys. So until next time, I hope your children sleep tonight and that you can find tampons that are not the size that an ant would use. All right, bye-bye.